down there.
Oh, that's gone from there.
Is it?
Yeah, he's gone from there. He sold out. They had a art, had an antique show there.
Well, now I'll tell you
what. Let's see.
Go across the river.
Oh, she don't want to go down
but
across.
Wait, now.
I would.
All right. No bridge on right there in Natchez, across the river.
The Natchez Bridge, whatever.
Natchez Bridge. And when just whenever you get off the end of the bridge, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You end them down. Right off the end of the bridge, you turn left. And that's the way we go down that fishing, not all down through them.
Don't tell her that, just tell her where the cafe is.
But wait.
Is that cozy corner?
That cozy corner.
Well, you know, somebody said mentioned that, but then they weren't sure whether I would go down there by myself.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
No, I would go.
I don't know. Now, you go on down.
Shamrock Hotel, they advertise.
There's a place
Let me see right here.
She don't want to go.
I'm not even allowed. She cooked breakfast on a hot plate, bacon and eggs and stuff. What she wanted, what she taking from me.
Made her own call.
Said we made the way she
I would do this if I were driving. Since I'm on a plane, it's hard to carry anything around.
Says at the Eola Coffee Shop, open 24 hours, Wednesday lunch features Louisiana oyster soup, Italian spaghetti and meatballs, fried chicken or rice and gravy. That's at the Eola Coffee Shop, the old hotel in that on Main Street. That's the only two that I see is this one today. They didn't have a lot.
That's somewhere in my desert that
advertises soup. It's somewhere there. There's a place on Carter Street. Right there next to there. We don't fool with them.
You know, I fish a lot of bass fish. I never bring them home. We don't eat fish. I bring her one sometimes.
Is that
fish
right?
Fish out and go up out with them guys in the oil.
They send fish here and I cook it to get out the baby.
Is that right?
My sister-in-law's son, his sister's son, fishes and gets some speckled trout. And she'd always give me a pack. She'd say, there's enough in that today with net. I'll eat one. He don't touch them. I take the rest out of the day. Jeanette's eat them. The way I cook them, they are so tender. I wrap them in flour, salt and pepper first in flour. Then I take some pet's milk, just a few spoonfuls, and an egg, and then roll them over in that after I beat that egg in that milk. And I roll them over in that and put them back in my flour. And put some more flour on and have my Crisco hot and lay them in that. And when they brown, they're done. Sometimes, if I didn't do that, I'd have to take the pancake flap to get them out because they're so tender they come all pieces. If I mealed them and fried them, I'd have to dip them out with spoons. They're so tender.
I bet you would.
But when you fix them with that flour twice and that egg and milk, well, that's the way I cook my chicken.
Is that right?
I cook my chicken, fix it, salt and pepper, and I tend to pepper one piece I know I'm going to eat. And it's generally the breast.
I don't know anybody.
That's a bad down that levee. They catching people and they have all kind of houses down there.
Yeah, this is why I thought maybe I better not get involved in something down there.
I wouldn't advise you
by yourself. I'll just wait. My husband's talking about coming with me when I come to Biloxi.
You get seafood there.
I thought, well, we could probably get some.
Because we went over to his sister's one day. We'd come from my sister, and we just eat dinner and come on home. She had some soup, and she had shrimp, and also what that was you mentioned. What you mentioned was
lobster.
Yeah, she had that, just a regular seafood soup. It was delicious. We eat over rice. It was so good.
What's this red beans and rice that's such a big thing?
I don't know. It's a big thing with my children.
Used
to, Mama fix some red beans and rice. And we phased the other day. I don't know. You was working at the church. She said, she was fixing to go somewhere and I was going to stay there, you know, keep in charge.